You're listening to Zen Samich, a podcast for the independent mind and anyone who embraces life despite its absurdities. Join former attorney and professor turned Japanese papermaker Mark Reed each week as he talks with creative, inspiring, and influential people, or as he shares his own research to help make your world a little better today than it was yesterday.
Hey there, Samich Society. So let's talk about desire. Desire in Zen is like an itch you can't scratch. Desire is the constant nagging feeling that you need something, that you want something, and that life just won't be complete without it. Sound familiar? I mean, of course, we all have desires, whether that's for a new job, a relationship, the latest Apple product, or for some reason, the need to be right all the time. We don't necessarily think about that last one too much, do we? Why not? It's pretty much the same satisfaction we get when we get a new job, a new toy, or when we're proven right. That refreshing, life's complete feeling. I was right and that other person was wrong. Feels good for about 10 seconds. I was right about COVID. I was right in that conversation with the guys about Goodfellas being Martin Scorsese's best movie. I was right in that grammatical debate. You should not end a sentence or a question with the word at. I was right. Okay, that last one, it's still important. I'm going to stick with that one. It's not where's the store at, where are my keys at. It's where's the store, where are my keys. Please, people, stop ending sentences and questions with the word at. Okay, I'll let that go for the moment. There's the kicker, folks. Zen teaches that constant craving, this never-ending chase of desire, be it for happiness or something tangible or for being right all the time, is a huge source of our suffering. And think about it. When was the last time you had an argument with someone and you just had to prove that you were right? Maybe it was a friend, your partner, or a random person on the internet. Look, I confess, I had a small debate in the comments section on social media recently on whether kilts came from Ireland or Scotland. I'm in the Scottish Highland camp on that one. When in reality, I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm not from Scotland. Even if I was, who cares? But someone picked that fight with me and I debated with them a little bit, not much. One or two comments. And I let a lot of stuff go on social media, because no matter what I post, you know, there's always a troll out there who wants to prove me wrong. And I just ignore it most of the time. Sometimes I can't help myself, but I'm in the wrong. I should let nearly all of it go unless it really matters. And it almost never matters where Scottish kilts came from or Irish kilts, wherever kilts came from. That doesn't matter. But you know the type, you know what I'm talking about, that keyboard warrior who just won't back down. I don't even read comment. When I'm on other social media and I'm looking at a post, a political or a religious related post, well, normally I even ignore the post itself, but I definitely don't read the back and forth that goes on in the comments on politics, religion, or even sports. You know, I'm a sports guy. And when people start debating, it's so ridiculous. It's just a matter of opinion, but people get angry. And that's what I'm talking about. That's the suffering I'm talking about. This is pointless. This is, you know, it's one thing to suffer in life because something, a calamity happened to you, or, you know, some grave misfortune. It's another thing to suffer because you disagree with someone about politics or sports or anything else like that. And how does it make each one of them feel? I can see the vitriol in the comments going back and forth. Each person is just getting more frustrated, angry, maybe even stressed out, engaging in that crap. That's because their desire to be right is a form of attachment. And attachment is where the trouble begins. When you're attached to being right, you are setting yourself up for a world of hurt. Why? Because life is unpredictable. People won't always agree with you. People won't agree with everything I'm going to say in this episode. I get it all the time, I assure you. Situations won't always go your way. And every time that happens, if you're attached to the desire to be right, there's a little dagger in your heart when people don't go along with it, when things don't work out the way you said they would. So let's play out two scenarios here. Imagine a guy, let's call him Carl. Carl loves being right. He thrives on it. You all know somebody like Carl. Maybe you are Carl. I don't know. One day, Carl gets into a heated debate at work. It's over something trivial, but to Carl, it means everything. He argues. He presents facts. He does everything short of waving a banner that says, "I'm right and you are wrong, Jessica." But his colleague won't budge. Jessica won't budge. Carl leaves the office feeling drained, annoyed, and completely stressed out, all because he couldn't let go of his need to be right. That's just a hypothetical. Now imagine if hypothetical Carl approached the situation differently. What if he didn't care so much about being right? What if he just let the conversation flow, listened to his colleague, listened to Jessica, and accepted that it's okay to disagree? He'd probably be a lot less stressed, right? That's one thing that Zen is all about, is letting go of attachments, these desires, and just being in the moment. I know that's easier said than done a lot of times. There's a saying in Zen that goes like this: the obstacle is the path. And it means that the challenges we face, like our desire to be right, are actually the very things we need to confront to grow and find peace. It's not about winning every argument or proving everyone else wrong. It's about recognizing that our attachment to being right is the real issue here. And once we see that, we can start to let go. Next time you find yourself itching to prove a point, take a step back and ask yourself, why do I need to be right? What am I really getting out of this? More often than not, the answer is nothing. Nothing but stress and conflict. All right, let's dive into the next point, or really the next step in the process, and that is embracing humility and openness. Damn, this episode is getting tougher and tougher on you, right? Well, it's not as complicated as it sounds. So humility, it's one of those words that gets thrown around a lot, but what does it actually mean? Humility isn't about thinking less of yourself or being a doormat for others. It's about recognizing that you don't have all the answers. And that's okay. It's about being open to new ideas, perspectives, and experiences without clinging to your own ego. To admit to yourself and accept, hey, I might not know everything, and that's fine, is really a relief. It's like dropping a heavy backpack that you've been carrying around filled with the need to be right all the time. There's a feeling of lightness and humility. There's a famous story in Zen philosophy of a master and the empty cup. It's a classic. A professor, a knowledgeable person, visits a Zen master to learn about Zen. And the master starts pouring tea into the professor's cup. And he keeps pouring and pouring until the tea overflows. And the professor says, "Hey, stop. What are you doing, man? The cup's full." And the master replies, "Exactly. You are like this cup. So full of your own ideas that nothing more can fit in. To learn Zen, you must first empty your cup." Okay, it's a simple and kind of silly analogy, but a powerful lesson if you think about it. To embrace humility, you need to empty your cup. Let go of your preconceived notions and make space for new knowledge and insights. When you do that, you're not just being humble, you're opening yourself to a world of possibilities. All right, all of that sounds good on paper, Mark. Tell us, how do we actually cultivate humility and openness in our daily lives? Well, first, practice active listening. I mean, really listen to folks, even the assholes, even the ones who you know are wrong. Try to distance yourself from that notion that you know they're wrong. Sometimes it's hard. I mean, really listen to folks. Not just waiting for your turn to speak or thinking about your counterargument. When you're truly listening, you're not just hearing words, you're understanding where the person is coming from. It's giving them a moment to pour their tea into your cup. So next time you're in a conversation, a meeting, or just reflecting on your day, remember the power of humility empty your cup. Meditate on the impermanence of your own thoughts. I mean, you don't even have the same opinions now as you did when you were a teenager. You would disagree. You would argue with your former self on a number of issues. Approach life as much as possible, much as reasonably possible, with a beginner's mind. When you do, you'll find a lot more harmony in your life. Now, finally, let's get to the good stuff, the benefits of letting go when you do actually let go of this need to be right. What happens when you stop clinging to your opinions and start embracing uncertainty? Well, spoiler alert, amazing stuff happens. First of all, your relationships get better. Now, you've been there before, stuck in a pointless argument with a friend, a partner, a family member, and it's this tug of war where nobody wins. But if you let go of the need to be right, it's like you drop the rope. You just let go of the rope in that tug of war, and you stop trying to win the argument and start to really listen to the other person's perspective. It builds stronger, more authentic connections. Your relationships become less about ego and more about genuine connection and understanding. Letting go results in greater inner peace and reduced stress. Holding on to the need to be right is exhausting. But when you're not constantly on the defensive trying to protect your ego, you have more mental and emotional energy for things that really matter. Focus on your passions, your goals, and the people you care about, not petty arguments. Life becomes less about proving yourself and more about enjoying the journey. And the thing is, letting go, it actually makes you wiser. You start to see the bigger picture and understand that life isn't black and white. This kind of wisdom allows you to navigate challenges with grace and flexibility. You become more adaptable, more resilient, and ultimately more effective in everything you do. So here's your 5 minutes in on how to practice letting go the need to be right. Start small. Next time you find yourself in a disagreement, pause, breathe, ask yourself, is being right worth the stress and the conflict? Most of the time it's not. And then ask, what am I really getting out of this? Probably not much, if anything. Probably you're only gaining frustration and anger. Allow others to pour their tea into your empty cup and see what happens. Look, it doesn't mean you have to agree with what they say. Hell, maybe they are wrong about whatever it is. But listening to their perspective helps you gain insight into who they are and how they see the world. It gives you a better understanding of them, even when they are wrong about something, especially if they're wrong about something. You see, oh, I get why they're this way. And I want you to be judgmental. I want you to be more understanding. Let go of the need to be right and see what happens. And so I have one last little trick for you here. Whenever you feel yourself getting pulled in, whether it's petty or a fruitless debate, like I said, whether it's just some people arguing over sports or which Kardashian is prettiest or whatever, something stupid, or it is something significant, but it's going to be fruitless. Here's one last little trick for you. Stop and practice immediate gratitude. Look around and think of something to be grateful for. Because when you're focused on what you're grateful for, it is a lot harder to get caught up in the need to be right. It really is. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's wrong in the conversation or with people to what's right in your life. And it helps you appreciate the present moment and the people around you, even if they're assholes. All right, that'll do it for this one. Letting go of the need to be right is one of the most liberating things you can do. It strengthens your relationships, brings inner peace, and makes you wiser. Hey, if you like this episode, make a small financial contribution to the show, or it doesn't have to be small. Don't let me dissuade you from a big contribution. The point is, every drop in the bucket helps, folks. And whether it's a fiver, I appreciate that as much as you can imagine, or something greater, I see it and appreciate it, and we'll give you a shout out here on the show. Thanks for listening or watching on YouTube. And most of all, just breathe. Don't forget to breathe.
Feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.